If we had learned in the Mishnah that if you have a mavui that's higher than 20 amos, so an amartula, what is it? How do you say it? Amaltura, right, works to make it okay. And if you have it wider than 10 amos, an opening that's wider than 10 amos, the Tzuras HaPesach works. So the Gemara starts off, Ipchamai, will the Tzuras HaPesach work to help a mavui that's too high? And will the structural reminder work to help a mavui that's too low? So we have a braisa that says explicitly that a Tzuras HaPesach does work to help a mavi that's too high, but we don't have anything conclusive from a braisa about an amaltara working for a mavi that's too wide. So as an aside, at first the Gemara thinks that we have an explicit braisa that a tzuras pesach does not help when it's all made merubah laparutz, but Rav Kahana explains that the braisa was only talking about where you have a very defective tzuras pesach, meaning it's missing a side post or a cross beam, something is off about the tzuras pesach. Rav had an entirely different version of our Mishnah where not only does the tzuras pesach not help for when it's too high, it doesn't even help for when it's too wide, when it's wider than 10 amos. That a tzuras pesach would only work for a pesach that's 10 amos or less. Rav Yosef learned from this that if Rav won't allow a tzuras pesach to solve the problem of an overly wide opening in a mavui, he would also not allow it to solve the problem of parts meruba ala omed, having more breach than wall in a chatzur. The Gemara rejects that because maybe an opening of 10 amos in a mavui is a bigger problem than parts meruba ala omed would be in a chatzur. And the raya to that is that omed meruba ala parts by pasei biraos is allowed, and yet when it comes to when the right that is we permit omin merubah laparutz by pasei biraos, that you make around the well, according to a mayor, we don't allow an opening of more than 10 amos by pasei biraos. So therefore, tzuras pesach may work to solve the lesser problem of parutz merubah laomed, but not the bigger problem of an opening that's wider than 10 amos. The Gemara suggests Rabbi Yochanan must agree with Rav, though, because when dealing with an area surrounded by four tzuras pesach, Reish Lakish held kederach sheitir that if you have four tzuras pesach around an area, just like you could plant klayim and you could plant gefanim on one side and something else on the other side, so too it serves as a mechitza for Shabbos, presumably because they're wider than 10 amos. So the Rabbi Yochanan held it's no good, presumably because they're wider than 10 amos. Only Reish Lakish holds it's good. So the Gemara answers, no, really they're less than 10 amos. And the point of the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is whether a tzuras pesach made with the top coming out of the sides of the poles rather than resting on top of the poles is going to also be a good tzuras pesach, but even Rabbi Yochanan, who considers the tzuras pesach that comes out of the side of the poles valid for klayim, would only do that up until 10 amos. If it's more than 10 amos, then you need a legitimate tzuras pesach. But Rabbi Yochanan does not agree to Rav that any sort of tzuras pesach would never work for more than 10 amos. He holds that it does work for more than 10 amos as long as it's a proper tzuras pesach. Umina tamer d'shani lan bein eser liyasem eser. The Gemara says, how do we ever know that by klayim there's a difference between 10 amos and more than 10 amos? So we learn it from Rabbi Yeshua asking Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, if a vine runs from the side poles rather than from the sides of the poles rather than on top of the poles, if that can be used for a partition for klayim, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said that as long as it's for a space smaller than 10 amos. So you see that in linyan klayim there's such a chilik. The Gemara lists three halachas of tzuras pesach according to different amoraim. First, Rav Chista holds tzuras pesach where the crossbeam comes out from the sides of the post is totally invalid, against what we just said before from Rabbi Yochanan. Second, Rav Chista holds that a tzuras pesach has to be strong enough to support a door. And finally, Rabbi Yanai holds that a door doesn't need to be put there, but a tzuras pesach requires at least a heker tzir, a pivot hole in the ground that you would be able to put a door on. Tana tzuras pesach shamru kanami kan v'kanami kan v'kan al gabe. And we have a braisa that a tzuras pesach has two side posts, a cross beam that runs across the top of both of those posts. The Gemara quotes machlokas amoraim where that top beam actually has to touch the posts or not. Rav Nachman, who held it as kasher, built such a tzuras pesach for the Reish Galusa where it didn't touch the top post. Rav Sheshes, who held it was pasul, sent his Talmud, a Shamish, Rav Gada, to go knock it down. So the Reish Galusa arrested Rav Gada and only released him when they realized that he was sent by Rav Sheshes. So with regard to Chiv Mezuzah, Rabbi Bar Shmuel taught that all Tanaim hold that an arched doorway whose height reaches 10 tefachim before the arch narrows to less than 4 tefachim wide is considered to be a tzuras pesach, definitely requires a mezuzah, which seems to be a riot to Rav Nachman because the side posts don't reach the stones above the arch that serve as the cross beam. When Rav Sheshes heard this, he asked Rabbi Bar Shmuel to please not repeat that to the Reish Galusa about this price because it's going to prove him wrong. It will prove that that Rav Nachman was really right the entire time. With regard to mezuzah, Abaye clarifies that a mayor and the chacham argue in a case that the archway is 4 tefachim wide at a height of 3 tefachim, but it does not remain 4 tefachim wide at a height of 10 tefachim. If it never even got to 3 tefachim off the ground at a width of 4 tefachim, then it definitely doesn't require a mezuzah. And if it got to 10 tefachim high with a width of 4 tefachim, then for sure it would require a mezuzah. But in this case, Rav Meir holds chokik and lahashlam, we view the entrance of this, as if the stone were carved out to the proper dimensions of 10 tefachim high, 4 tefachim wide. The chum say, ein chokik and lahashlam, we don't view anything as if it was carved out. We'll start tomorrow's shir with the Mishnah about Hechsher Mavli, that in order to permit carrying in a Mavli Sassim that's surrounded by walls on three sides, there are three opinions about what you need to do to the fourth side. We have Beishamai who says it needs a Lechi Anakora, Beisil says Lechi Orakora, and Rabbi Lazarus says Lechi Ayin, that the two Lechis would be needed on the fourth side of the Mavli. Okay.